State officials have had it with the leadership at Cardinal Innovations Healthcare. They've cited the company for expensive parties and board retreats, for excessive CEO pay and severance agreements, which have been called outrageous, all of these funded with taxpayer dollars. So officials with North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services told Cardinal to make changes. However, it seems all those changes were not made. So yesterday, DHHS did something dramatic. They took over the company. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Located in the NASCAR Tower in Uptown, the lobby of Cardinal's headquarters is a pretty but surprisingly sterile place. There are no glossy photos of the CEO or any mention of the company's board of directors. And that is probably a good thing, because as of yesterday, those photos would have been unceremoniously stripped off the walls and theoretically replaced with a banner reading, "Under New Management." Here is what went down. At 3:30 p.m., DHHS officials from Raleigh showed up for what Cardinal's spokeswoman called an unexpected visit. It was not a courtesy call. Mandy Cohen is the secretary of DHHS. She says Cardinal's leadership team had blown it.
They've lost the public's trust. They lost our trust, and so we felt like DHHS needed to temporarily take control of the organization.
To do this, Cohen invoked a clause in state law which allows the state to step in and run a company like Cardinal in situations of serious financial mismanagement. The state says this is the case with Cardinal. First, there's the surprisingly large salary for CEO Richard Topping. He made just shy of $1.2 million in the last fiscal year, a scandal because it was all paid for with tax dollars. Cardinal is charged with administering $682 million in Medicaid money for mental health, developmental disability, and addiction treatments in 20 counties, including Mecklenburg. Richard Topping had been fired by his board after refusing to take a substantial pay cut mandated by state law. His last day was scheduled to be Friday. Cohen says Topping wasn't at headquarters when DHHS arrived.
But he was contacted by phone
and told him his time at Cardinal was over. A similar message was sent to three other top Cardinal employees. They had resigned, but like their CEO, were still at work. They were told to hand over their badges and company cell phones, leave the premises, and not return. These four employees have already been paid a combined $3.8 million in severance, again funded by tax dollars, all approved by Cardinal's board of directors, something state officials say they warned Cardinal not to do without prior approval. That is something board chair Lucy Drake acknowledges they did not do.
Nope, we did not. The board did that on their own.
She, by the way, is fighting off a case of laryngitis. But Lucy Drake added the board had been told they could still work something out with the state. Instead, DHHS also fired Drake and the entire board of directors.
My response is that so everything we've been told has been a lie.
The duties of the board will now temporarily be fulfilled by DHHS employees. They will also run the day-to-day operations, manage every dollar the company spends, and every service they help provide. And DHHS says there will be no interruptions in payments to providers or staff, or in the care of the Medicaid patients who rely on Cardinal. Reaction to all of this was nearly as swift as the takeover itself. Benita Purcell has a sister whose care is paid for by Cardinal.
I was ecstatic. It's the best news I've heard in a long time.
Their arrogance has been on display for quite some time, and now the chickens have come home to roost.
That's State Senator Tommy Tucker from Union County. The Republican is a member of several key committees that deal with how Medicaid money is spent.
Mr. Topping had mesmerized the board, its chairman, and its membership, and had fed them a line of bull. So that's why we stepped in and did what we did.
But there is also news those fired may not be willing to give up control of Cardinal. After hearing the news, now former board chair Lucy Drake quickly sent out an email obtained by WFAE. It reads in part, quote, "All board of directors, This is urgent. Please read. Not sure if they, meaning the state, can take over Cardinal, quote, without a bill, or if we can file an injunction. Richard Topping and two other Cardinal employees are included on the email. It ends with, quote, we'll let them update. Former board member Steve Uhas was more blunt.
The action by Mandy Cohen and DHHS to oust the Cardinal Innovations Board of Directors will be resisted and will, I believe, be ultimately overturned.
A clear implication of possible legal action. Finally, there's the man at the center of the Cardinal story, now ousted CEO Richard Topping.
But I think there's a genuine dispute as to who runs Cardinal.
In an exclusive interview with WFAE, Richard Topping explains that and defends his salary and severance.
And so I think this argument that simply because Cardinal receives public money as a contractor, that somehow the government gets to set salaries and compensation it's not accurate.
You can hear more of that interview on our website and later in Morning Edition. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.